Hi, I'm John Yeager, and this is a special encore edition of Bloodworks 101. Just before his death in 1980, the late John Lennon wrote, "Life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans." Well, the story you're about to hear reminded me of that verse, and you're about to find out why. One of the best-kept secrets in Seattle is the Bloodworks Research Institute, where 70 scientific staff make up some of the best minds working right now in hematology. That's the study of blood. They make groundbreaking discoveries there. Well, at the Research Institute, Dr. Moritz Stola leads a team of scientists who are studying platelets. Those are the small blood cells in our body that help control bleeding. Moritz got a chance to sit down virtually with Dan Ertel, a Eugene-based platelet donor who's made close to 500 donations over the past 37 years. Let's listen in as Dan and Moritz discuss the platelets that connect them.
Hi, Dan. How are you doing?
Great, Moritz. Thank you. And I'm doing fine. Thank you. It's a pleasure to finally meet you.
Thanks for all the donations, for all the platelet donations that you do.
I'm happy to help.
Yeah, it's greatly appreciated by all the transfusion medicine physicians and all the patients and all the recipients of these transfusions. It's actually in Munich that I got first interested in platelets because I had a thesis advisor who was studying how they contribute to clotting in heart attacks.
Well, and aren't platelets given to people that are, you know, they can go to people that have leukemia or undergoing radiation, chemotherapy?
Yes, exactly. So these patients have trouble producing platelets, so they don't make enough. So we substitute them with the transfusions. And this is a life-saving procedure for them because they don't make them themselves. So it's, they rely on donors like you.
Well, I'm happy to help as long as I can. I figure you probably have about 20 more years of platelet donations from me.
Yeah, that's good. I appreciate it.
You know, I grew up in a military family. And anything you can do to help improve the survivability of people that are injured in combat, that's kind of like icing on the cake for me to be able to help.
We have so many exciting new products that we could potentially use and benefit warfighters in far forward military scenarios. Because as you know, platelet outdate after 5 to 7 days. But if you have an approach where you could store them for maybe up to 2 weeks or 3 weeks even, or even for years, then this would be incredibly helpful for far forward military scenarios and more rural areas where we give transfusions as well.
As Dan Ertel and Moritz Stola continued their conversation, a surprise guest joins the call. It was not what Dan Ertel had planned at all.
Hi there, my name is Matt. Back in 2016, I came down with something called aplastic anemia, where my bone marrow essentially died, and my body wasn't producing blood cells. And so I was receiving platelet transfusions, and I would have never made it to my bone marrow transplant without people like you who were willing to donate their blood cells and be heroes. And so I just want to take a moment and appreciate your donation and all the lives that you helped, and you're a hero, Dan.
What you can't see on this Zoom call is Dan Ertel wiping away tears.
I appreciate that, Matt. I know that there are stories like yours. But hearing from you is really meaningful.
I just wanted to say thank you for sharing that also, because I mean, I'm also, in addition to studying platelets, I'm taking care of platelet transfusions for patients. So we rarely interact with them after they're not patients anymore, right? So they made it through their disease and their bone marrow transplant. So I never really talk to these patients again. So thanks for sharing that story with me too. It's really a remarkable story.
Before you cross the street, take my hand. Life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans.
We could tell you that the Bloodworks Research Institute has 10 principal investigators. Some you've met in previous episodes on this podcast. We could tell you that they've come from widely varied backgrounds and have impressive lists of accomplishments, making life-saving discoveries in the functions of blood that improve patient care and save lives. But sometimes it's important to hear just one of those patients whose life was saved.
And I would have never made it through those treatments without that donation, you know, those donations that were given to me.
Well, I'm sorry you had to go through that, but I'm super happy to hear that you're doing better. And stories like this is what keeps me donating. And I'll donate until I can.
One last thing. You've probably heard that there's a national shortage of platelets right now. Platelets that could go to heart surgery patients, burn patients, organ transplant patients, bone marrow transplant patients, and people like Mac Bell, who's around today because of platelet donors like Dan Ertel. If you'd like to be somebody's hero and be a platelet donor, go to bloodworksnw.org or call 1-800-398-7888. That's 1-800-398-7888. Being a platelet donor takes between 70 minutes and 2 hours. But think about it, you're saving a life. Great story, wasn't it? Well, it gets better, because not long after that story ran, Bloodworks Northwest hired Mac Bell in June of 2020 as a donor relations specialist at our Renton Donor Center. Now, Mac works as a mobile logistics assistant. What does that mean? Well, Mac helps ensure mobile blood drives are coordinated and all the right equipment and staff show up in all the right places. He's behind the scenes in making mobile blood drives successful. And that wraps it up for this encore edition of Bloodworks 101. I'm your host, John Yeager. See you next time.